Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds,
and more.
Oh. And visit reallifesci-fi.show. We got a bunch of links on there. If you have a topic or guest you want us to invite or cover, email wadeandwillie@gmail.com. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. He's an NFL superfan for the Denver Broncos. His name is Bronco Libre, a.k.a. Elias Valderrama, and he's here, and we're going to talk about some stuff. What's up? How are you?
What's happening? Welcome, everyone. I love it. Let's go.
Elias.
What did I say?
Elias. I put that in your head, though. But
that's okay.
Fuck.
Just take another drink, and we'll be good.
I spelled it with three E's and I still said Elias. So you're wearing a mask. This is video, but it's also, so for those listening, he's got his luchador mask on. I don't see any hanging up on your walls. There's a bunch of hats. You said you got a bunch of them. How many of them you got?
Do you see some right there? I have a couple right there.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a couple. So I have about a total of five or six actual masks that I wear. I had two that were custom made. One that has the current logo and then one that has the old school D on it. You could see the old school D one right there. I can bring it up a little closer.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah, dude. That's cool.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So we have that one right there. And then the one I was actually wearing at training camp was this one here as well.
Nice.
They don't still do that in Greeley, do they?
No, they don't anymore. They stopped doing that in Greeley
15 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
That, yeah.
So I used to go to the Greeley ones when I could. That was great.
Why not? We were right there. That's what I love about it. Growing up in Loveland is just a little 20-minute drive out east and whatnot, and that was the best. I remember my uncle taking me, going out there, meeting John Elway, meeting Steve Atwater, like all those other greats. Sammy Winder, I remember.
Sammy Winder.
Steve Watson. I met the coach.
Yeah.
Mecklenburg.
I like the Three Amigos. I was a Three Amigos guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When did you start doing it and why?
2015, actually. And it was just in my office. They're like, you know what? We're wanting to do a Halloween party. We want to do like something to do with Halloween. Let's just celebrate. And I actually just went to a store, one of the stores, because I'm working in downtown Denver. And I just went down to the 16th Street Mall, one of the sports stores. And I was like, you know what? I need something for the Broncos. And I saw that it was like a real thin mask. And I was like, you know what? Let me just do that. I'm going to be Bronco Libre. That's going to be because a wrestler. I go, let's just do it. And then it just stuck like there. And every year since then, I've been doing the Bronco Libre type of stuff. And then the last about 3-4 years, they're like, you know what? Let me actually just go to every single game dressed up, because I'd go to the games like during the Halloween time frame and just start wearing it. But then I was like, I see other fans that are just always dressing up, because right by me where I sit at, I have these guys that wear construction hats the whole time. So I'm like, you know what? Let me just go ahead and just do it. And I did. And it just stuck and it stayed. Like, people actually enjoy it. They like the atmosphere just because of the energy that I actually have there in the stadium as well, which everyone loves.
Awesome, man.
Have you done I mean, if you're interested, just Google Bronco Libre. It comes right up.
I love what you're doing, man. I love seeing you all over the socials. And like, that's something I always wanted to do. I did that at CSU for a while. And when I moved to LA, I'm like, maybe I could do something for the Clippers. And I'm like, I don't want to. That's fine. They had bad ownership back then.
Oh, yeah. Well, no.
Yeah,
Willie,
you missed out because they got Mr. Lightning guy, right? He's got big Hulk fists or something and a lightning bolt or something.
I had a big, giant pair of scissors, plastic.
That's funny.
I know Clippers are based on the Clippers ship.
Oh, you said Clippers.
He did say Clippers.
Well, the Clippers have their own guy. They've got a guy who wears a bunch of, it's like a Clippers suit, and he sucks, and he asks for free shit all the time. I know. I've got insider info. You're like online friends with a lot of these other super fans. Who's the worst one? All I'm interested in is dirt. Like, who can we talk shit about?
Honestly, like any Raiders fan, really, when it comes down to, they feel like they are better than everybody else. Just even during this last year, during tailgating, they're here at the Mile High Stadium. They just always want to insult you, do something like that. There's some that are good. There's some that are like, but the majority of them are really bad. Can't remember his name, but he does have a YouTube channel, everything that he posts online and so forth, but nothing masked, nothing painted, nothing like that. But he's just out there interviewing people, but he's always insulting everyone while he's interviewing people. And this is not just say here in the Broncos, but it's like any team that they're playing and he travels to.
Right.
I was scared what answer you'd get, but that was a great answer. Just like, yeah, of course the Raiders ones are bad. We can talk shit on them.
Exactly.
How do these guys have money? They're all like engineers or something that they can travel around and go to NFL games. Like, that's nuts. It's expensive.
It absolutely. Over the last couple of years, it has been more expensive to attend any games, even if it's a home game itself. But it's, I wonder if it's like what the Chiefsaholic did. You know what he was doing. I don't know if you heard about that story.
Kill? There's a documentary on it, right? The wolf guy?
There is. The wolf guy, yeah. But he didn't kill anybody. He was just going around robbing banks. And that's what he was doing to fund his travel.
Wow.
And he just got sentenced, too, not too long ago.
Forgot about that documentary. I want to watch it. Because that's awesome. And, like, just wait. It'll be a feature movie in 2 years. But yeah, that's what I was going to ask, if you knew about that. That's crazy. Have you met that guy or is he before your time? When did you start?
I started when I started doing the Superfan stuff itself was about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
But the crazy thing is like, I do remember that year that he got arrested. He was at the tailgate for the Broncos KC game. And then he actually got arrested right after that game when he was down in Oklahoma. So, really? It was literally, he was trying to go to the next city and whatnot. And he got arrested there trying to rob a bank there in Oklahoma, but which was nuts.
And that was what, 4 or 5 years ago, you said? So we probably lost that game, huh? It was 2 years ago?
It was 2 years ago, yeah. Yeah, I think we did lose that game, yeah.
Are you excited about the Broncos just real quick this year? What are you thinking?
I'm super excited, especially with the additions that we have added to this team.
Hufanga.
The excitement. Tufunga, Greenlaw. Right now, Greenlaw, just, I don't know if you saw any type of interviews that he just did just within the last 2 days. He said that when he was talking to Sean Payton, they said, I want you here. It's not like, this is what we can do for you. He basically said, we want you here. And the story behind him, he grew up in foster care, I guess, and not having family, not being wanted or anything like that. But he said that once Sean Payton basically said, we want you here, this is where you need to be, that want that he had, he goes, you know what? That's where I'm going to go. So I feel like with that alone, and then us really signing him to a great deal, I'll say it's like a veteran deal for the Broncos itself, and not having to overpay, because I think the 49ers were asking to give him more money and he declined it and said, you know what? This is where I want to go because they want me there. And that excitement, and just already seeing the depth at our linebacker position itself is so deep. This is the deepest that we've had in such a long time. Bo Nix is going to have a breakout season this year. And the national media is saying, oh, he's going to have a sophomore slump.
They're all saying slump.
No, he's not going to have that because he was only getting better throughout the whole year.
What's the name of your podcast? Sorry to cut you off.
What's your podcast? Yeah.
I'm part of a network that's called the Orange and Blue Network on YouTube. My actual name is on Wednesday nights. It's called Broncos Talk, where it's the English version. And then for anybody that listens to it or speak in Spanish, you can listen to us on Friday nights called Viva Los Broncos.
All right. Well, let's jump into the WOW Scale. The WOW Scale stands for Wait or Willy. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, I'll give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wait. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willy. I'm kind of the skeptic. He's kind of the believer. Are you ready to be weighed on the WOW Scale?
Let's go.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes.
I know what I'm getting into. What about ghosts?
Yes, I do believe in ghosts.
Bigfoot?
No.
Was 9/11 an inside job?
Yes.
right. And then the multiverse. Do you believe that the multiverse can exist? That there's different dimensions?
Yes, I do believe that. I watched Back to the Future.
Yeah, but that's time travel. Oh, no, you're right. They do split dimensions in that. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, you're a 4. You're a straight up 4 out of 5, which means you're more of a Willy. Congratulations. What's with Loveland, man? Getting all you crazies out here believing in fucking ghosts. And okay. All right, let's rock. Hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, Stargates. Specifically, is there a chance that they are real? And if so, could Saddam Hussein have found one? I don't know how much we're going to get into, but there have been soldiers who were trying to leak stories of them uncovering a Stargate when we invaded. I don't know. Let's see where we end up talking about Stargates tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. Ultimately, the reason why this is a topic, I watched this interview with this guy who worked on the Stargate movie, and he claimed that Stargates are real, and they were given the soundtrack to the movie to play because the soundtrack like somehow triggers some like cosmic information in us somehow. And that just kind of blew me away that what are you saying that like, I think if I remember right, I think that they got the music from an alien that they met through a Stargate, and that soundtrack was leaked to the people making the movie, which, you know, we work in movies and it's weird. I'm like, what? Especially if you're like the soundtrack guy, the composer, the whatever, the arranger, yeah. Like here, make songs out of this. So we should definitely listen to a little bit of the soundtrack. And then the direction we could go is, yeah, some people think that Saddam Hussein had a Stargate, and we'll get into that. I do like a lot of the history there, because real quick, where Iraq is where the first intelligent civilization is. And they came up out of nowhere. All of a sudden, the first civilization has these cuneiform clay tablets that exist today. They had writing, math. They knew of the planets. They knew of the precession of the equinox, just crazy stuff that they should not know about. And supposedly they got their information from the Anunnaki, these alien gods. And so to hear Saddam Hussein has a Stargate sounds crazy. But then when you find out the first civilization that shouldn't have been there, that's where they were. So it's fun.
What is the Egypt stuff, though? How does that translate to this?
Egypt. So some people think that Egypt,
or is that just more cinematic, like the desert? I don't know.
The Egypt movie
more cinematic. Yeah. Like why?
I mean, it's pretty close. You know what I mean? Like,
I guess what I'm asking is, are they the same? Are they the same Stargates? Like, let's say that they exist, right?
Are they from the same race? Are they connected, kind of thing?
Yeah.
By the same. Yes.
Or is there even rumors of a Stargate in Egypt?
There are rumors of Stargates in Egypt. The Mayans, Mesopotamia, the Incas.
Elias, what do you think about this? Do you believe in Stargates?
Just looking at it and looking into it a little bit, I actually do believe that there could be some Stargates out there.
I have no idea what it is. What is it? It takes you to a different planet?
It's basically a wormhole. It's a controlled wormhole.
Okay.
So there's a fixed point. Somehow you can turn it on, turn it off. You know, there's a few places around the Earth, ancient civilizations that have weird things like, you know, this, I forget what the door is called. There's this big wall with a door in it. And they say that there's ancient stories of people, of beings walking through the door. We did it as an episode once, but I forgot the name of it. But
sure. Wait, but how's the door different than the Stargate? Why wouldn't they just come through the Stargate?
Well, supposedly the door is a Stargate. It doesn't need to be shaped like.
Oh, got it.
Science right now is kind of going in this direction of, well, you know how with general relativity, space-time, you know, it's like a blanket, and anything with gravity pulls everything around it. What they're kind of looking at now in science is this idea that maybe whatever is tethering big pieces together, you could say gravity, you could say space-time, you could say dark energy, dark matter, has a further reach. And so maybe everything is somehow a little bit connected. And so finding wormholes in that situation is a little bit easier
Real quick, wormholes are theoretical. Yeah. So like, how do you look for a worm? Are we talking about black holes? Are they different? How do you look for a wormhole?
Some people think that black holes might be a wormhole, but something that they have looked at recently is when they look at these different scans of the universe, they see this cosmic web, basically. And it's not like the space was there, but somehow there was a framework that we blew into. And they can kind of prove, and listen, my memory is not so good. I'm not so great about talking about this, but they can see the cosmic evidence of everything expanding. Mm-hmm. And they can see this, I think it's dark energy that creates this framework. And so there's just something that we don't know fully about. But they can see that it had to have been there before the Big Bang. That is, it's kind of like those are
some sciencey shit. They're like, they're using science to like look at shit, basically.
Yeah.
And they think those things could be wormholes, whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the quickest way to the moon is not just a straight shot to it. You've got to fall around the earth and slingshot to it. So like the quickest way to get there is not the shortest path. You've got to use.
Right. They do that in Armageddon.
I was just going to say that.
So yeah, however you travel through Willie, the universe,
we've seen Armageddon.
That's why I always laugh. Yeah. And this is why I always say jokingly that, you know, if there's aliens, they're not driving to Earth. There's just other ways. And so,
yeah, but that's also like the biggest reason to not believe in aliens, right?
Yeah,
because they can't drive here and we can't find any proof of ways that they would get here otherwise. Let's listen to the music, because what you're saying is, so the composer of Stargate from like 1995 or whatever, was sent an audio. What is it? It's
basically the music,
like all of the music.
And I don't know what form it was in, but it was like leaked. Someone who was in this project like gave it to them. That story's out.
I think it was on 8-track that they got it in that type of form.
Right. Here's a little magnet, and what you need to do is put this on a.
Right.
Let's see. Like, what's alien music?
But it was fully formed music that
music, and it wasn't like songs. I think it was like tones.
Okay. Here, make a song. They gave them that, and that's a recording of what? The area around the supposed.
No. In this interview, supposedly this was given from a creature that uses the Stargate that's not human.
Oh, what? Okay. So an alien. So
straight up alien music.
How did he get it to him? Do they talk about that?
I mean, it's so funny. Someone from. So supposedly these tones are supposed to help us unlock something in our mind. And so whoever leaked it to the person making the movie did it on purpose to get the music.
He's like, this is going to be it. Or she or they. They're like, this movie's going to be a hit. It's got MacGyver, right? It's MacGyver.
Kurt Russell was in the movie. MacGyver plays the character Kurt Russell played in the TV show. I love MacGyver. The pilot episode of MacGyver, his house is the Griffith Observatory.
Awesome. That's so awesome. I love that. All right. So anyway,
I'm just going to skip a little bit. It's too slow beginning.
Yeah. We'll skip a bunch of it. I mean, it just sounds like a score to me. What would we be hearing, do you think? Like a background hum or something?
Well, there's a lot of minor notes in it, but supposedly just the music, the note vibration, doesn't matter if it's what instrument it is or whatever. So it's the progression of the notes. It's the notes. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. It sounds just like the Jurassic Park ride.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he's trying to be, you know, what's his name? The main man, John Williams.
John Williams.
So he did, just a little background on this guy. He did some, he's English. He did some Sherlock, the TV series scores. Oh, wait. Yeah. They kept him for all the Stargate stuff. He did all the Stargate.
Here's an interesting part. This is the music that plays when the aliens come in. Got some Skyrim chanting.
You it's how much of this you want to listen to?
I know. I want to get away from the main theme because the main theme kind of uses a little bit of everything.
We'll skip to like the halfway. He did a movie called Gangsta Granny, which I'm going to check out for sure. He did a movie called Mr. Stink, which sounds pretty good. I'm going to check that out. He did the video game GoldenEye. What else has he done? Little Britain. Hot Fuzz. Casino Royale. He's a big Bond composer now.
When I saw this interview, I was like, these are some bold statements. These are bold statements.
So this interview was just someone who worked on, but they didn't say who they were.
It was a producer. I thought I took notes. They're just not in here. It was a producer from the movie. And I was like, oh shit, I got to look into this. And then I just started looking at
producer.
Right.
They do say with the music and the frequencies that some of the music that are out there is something that can like manipulate people's brains and so forth. Like, and that's why they say white noise and so forth. So I can see like some of that part of it, like at the first part of the song when you're playing it. Like you heard, like I was at least hearing these little pitches or something at the first part of it, like just something that just went out. And it's like something that you can think of. Like, yeah, it's possible that the frequency, the tones and so forth that are out there can type of manipulate people's minds to believing something.
Yeah. To believing that Stargate's good and it deserves a spinoff series that goes for like fucking 10 seasons. That show went forever, right?
Yeah. I never saw it. I always wanted to.
I mean, I don't believe this alien came to a producer and then this producer gave it to a composer.
No. Like the alien gave it to the military. Someone from the military leaked it to the producers. And then the producers gave it to the composer. I know it's a big stretch. I mean, I don't believe it, but I'm like, fuck, man, that would be cool if that is, you know, like if somehow they're like, you guys need to be listening to these tones, man.
Yeah, I guess, but you don't know. I mean, we talked about the brown note and stuff like that, where like music can like fuck with you in certain ways. Yeah,
we've talked about the switching to 440 hertz instead of 432. It's kind of
which I still don't understand. I don't know what that means, but I'll take your word for it. If I turn an AIF into a fucking MP3, does it then not be 44 whatever?
It depends on what your player is. So if you have, I know that they can record songs in 432, but you also need to have a player that's good. You know what I mean? I don't think that your like laptop mic is like really putting out 432 in a healing way. Anytime anything's truncated, it's just a different story anyways. So if you're listening on a good stereo, so people have put songs out there that are recorded in 440 and recorded in 432 and they sound, you know, they sound a little different, but not much. But the idea is that vibrating frequency sound is dimensional and it's hitting you. And so if it is like a geometric shape, like your body's going to accept it better. And supposedly 440 can kind of discombobulate you in a little way that you can't tell, but then all of a sudden you're not feeling good or you're feeling anxious. And it's like anything to disrupt the flow of good vibes.
Yes.
Yeah. Or bad vibes. I mean, like, why does it have to be good vibes? Couldn't it be evil vibes? Just nefarious vibes?
Right. What if they were releasing Satan music in 432? Would that work better for Satan?
Just like when they're talking about like with the vinyls, you're starting to go backwards with Kiss, you know, when you just go backwards instead of it being like a good song. It's just like, we are going to worship us this evening or, you know, however that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard it with the Beatles. I didn't know that Kiss did it. I've heard it with Led Zeppelin.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the movie Detroit Rock City. They have it where it's based off of Kiss and where those kids are trying to go to the concert.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
The parents
yeah.
keep on saying it's devil music and all that.
Right.
It's like
right,
part of right. that, too.
Yeah. I tried to go to a Megadeth concert when I was a kid by showing my mom the cover of a Megadeth album and going, can I go to this concert? And she's like, no.
Oh, boy. Which album was it? Countdown to Extinction, or was it?
No, it was the main one. It was, you know, the hit. is that the main one?
Yeah, yeah. Because before that was Hangar 18. That was like 87.
But they all had skeletons on them, right? It was always like a skeleton wearing like a gas mask or something. It was weird.
Yeah, very Iron
Man-esque. I'm trying to find the link between the military and the... Do you, Willie, you're a film guy. Do you know what DTS consultant is? Do you think that's defense, or do you... I don't know what it could be.
I forget, but definitely if you have a movie that has a military presence,
military in the credits. There's no military anything. So, but there's a bunch of DT. There's a couple DTS. So I'm wondering.
I don't think that they get credit. I think that they're like an oversight to make sure that you're representing
very convenient
the military in a certain way. You know, because picture like Top Gun, they would have that credit. Oh, the Air Force.
No, yeah, but I haven't checked Top Gun. I can check it.
But like Stargate has. I guess they're the Marines, right?
They're like Space Marines or something, aren't they? Like their guns are comically not real, aren't they? Like giant weird guns.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just like doing my sleuthing. That's what I'm doing. I feel I'm just trying to find a name that could have given this to a producer.
Yeah, for real.
And I'm going to dox him. I'm going to find his address and I'm going to dox him. I don't know. The music didn't sound.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything. It just sounded like a John Williams wannabe. No offense. Whatever this fucking guy's name is, but like, let's talk about Saddam. Like, what are the rumors here?
So for some reason, after 9/11 happened, we ended up invading Iraq.
Well, it was the weapons of mass destruction thing. We were like, the Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. We got to go in there.
Yeah.
And then it was exposed to be a huge lie. Just real quick. Top Gun does have Navy dialogue consultant, aerial consultant, and that looks like it military wise.
Yeah, it's definitely not just those branches of military. There's someone bigger that oversees all representation.
That's not going to stop my search. I mean, just you saying
for sure. But I'm like, I'm trying to figure out how to search for it because it's not going to be in the credits. See, I keep thinking it would be the Department of Defense more so than.
I mean, if you believe that it's a conspiracy, we're not going to find it no matter what, right? Like the name wouldn't be out there. So
here's the thing. Saddam really wanted to be Nebuchadnezzar II. He wanted to be this ruler who had, you know, basically the Bible behind him, and he was restoring all these ancient sites and putting his name on everything. This ziggurat they found in Ur, I think that's how you say it, I don't know. Supposedly in the bottom floors of that, underneath it, they found, this is from Nebuchadnezzar time, so obviously Nebuchadnezzar had the Stargate too, but they found a Stargate there. And they had scientists working in this ziggurat. It's just a big structure. It's like a different version of a pyramid without like big giant blocks. So they had scientists from France and Germany helping them uncover this stuff. And it also just so happens that people from France and Germany wrote letters to the Wall Street Journal talking about how Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. That was like the first inkling, the first start of the rumors. And so maybe we had people in place to spread those rumors to get us to invade them, you know, for what? For oil. That would be a possible reason to invade them. All the gold that he had, or a Stargate, one of those three, or all three. But we really didn't get much oil after that. We didn't benefit from invading Iraq in 2003 in the realm of oil.
Are we saying that these Stargates are functional?
They were trying to reverse engineer them. So some people in this realm are saying like, oh, the reason why they said they had weapons of mass destruction wasn't nuclear weapons, because they uncovered a Stargate and ancient weapons, ancient technology. And so he was trying to reverse engineer them. So that's what some of the conspiracy people say in this realm of like, no, he did have weapons of mass destruction.
Okay.
Right. I know it's a stretch. It's a little fun.
Like Saddam Hussein is going to take over the universe.
You
can't even take over your fucking general area, man.
Yeah. And you know, the fact that the Bush family really helped put them in place is a whole nother story. So this was made in Nebuchadnezzar time. So I got to find the date.
All right. We're looking at a picture of stairs.
Well, this is
stairs that lead to a plateau.
This is the ziggurat. This is of Ur. This is a big structure that I don't really know much about. It has been reconstructed twice in the antiquity and in the 1980s. One of the largest and best preserved ziggurats of Mesopotamia. Here it is buried under a mountain of rock.
What do you mean? Like nature took over?
It looks like there's so much dirt on here that doesn't have all the shape, you know.
It looks like Castle Rock almost.
This is them. This is a photo with excavation workers. So it was buried.
What are you trying to look up?
When this was constructed, 21st century BC.
Oh, that clears it up. Now I know exactly when it was built. I have such zero concept of time and history that means absolutely nothing to me.
So that's probably approximately about 4,000 years ago. A little over 4,000.
That helps. Thank you.
Yeah. So that the BC is always the before Christ. We're in AD now. So that's approximately 4,000 years.
So you think they took these stairs up? Like, what? Outside of like, yeah, I've seen the movie Stargate, and there's big stairs that go to a plateau where the Stargate is. Like, why is that? Why would that be a Stargate? Like, what are the theories on that?
No. They built this sacred site on top of a sacred site. So the Stargate was basically in the basement.
So the structure was protecting it then. Okay.
How are people backing that up? I just don't understand the theories. Like, why that? Is that what it is? So like the military, whatever military went in there, discovered that it was a Stargate and then it got leaked?
Yeah.
So there's nothing to this structure at all. It's not like...
No, I mean, like, it's like, you know, it's like a castle in that there's rooms and stuff in it. In one of the rooms holds the Stargate and weapons. I mean, you know, it's not solid.
Right. But so it's all just word of mouth. There's not like energy or anything.
No.
You know, when we talk about pyramids and shit, there's like all this other stuff. This is just kind of like a rumor.
Yes. And some of these rumors were from military people that were doing the invading. I've watched some videos of them saying like, we found basically they had really big security in some areas, and you needed to have certain levels of
clearance, some kind of clearance.
Yeah, clearance. They had security, and they didn't have anything like this anywhere else other than like this spot. So there've been people that have been on tours that said, yeah, the security here was very strict. They were definitely hiding some shit. And then there's other people that have leaked stuff saying like, yeah, I saw some weird shit down there. I don't have any of those videos. And
I just feel like anything from 4,000 years ago is going to be weird, right? I mean, like, what, like, you know, what did they see? What did they talk about?
The only thing that I've seen anybody talk about is weird artifacts.
Yeah, ancient fucking artifacts. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, so let's talk about, like, because you don't trust Egypt.
No.
For you don't think that they're telling us everything. And it's been revealed that they're not, right? I mean, like,
yeah,
now there's that huge
dude
underneath the... The pyramid or whatever.
Those weird structures, but the LIDAR scans on it. But like,
do you think that Iraq has that same, you know, paranoia?
In my head, a lot of these ancient structures that they built, they just had a different technology. I don't like to say it was alien. I just think that they just had a different science. And if they were to find proof of how to use these things or anything like that, there's no way anyone in charge would ever give up that information. Like, hey, look what we found. It's like, no, put the lid on it.
Well, yeah. It would change our world forever.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, now they're traveling to different planets through a fucking Stargate. Like, that's...
Yeah. Even if you found something that could shape big blocks of stone in place, or you know what I mean? Like, just some new technology, it'd be like, okay, whoever found it would have to go like, okay, all of a sudden, this is a matter of security because militaries are going to want this. The world's going to want this.
Mm-hmm.
Can we make money on this? Who owns it? All the things. Because I feel like they had a different science, a different technology. That's what they would do if they found anything. Oh, fuck. Don't let people tour this fucking thing. They're going to figure it out or close it off. Let's figure it out for ourselves. And
I don't know. I guess I don't know.
I think I agree with what he's saying as well on this. It's like there is that, like I was saying, the technology that was there on how did they move these big pieces of rock and granite or marble, whatever they were moving, to create these structures back in there in 4,000 years ago? Because they didn't have the heavy machinery that we have today. So there's something that's there, some type of technology that, yeah, if you have something, you're going to protect it, no matter if they had that smarts from back then or not, to say, yeah, we're going to protect it from everyone else. Because like you said, because if everyone had it, this world would be a different story itself.
And if you look at the giant mega structures from around the world, a lot of them are built similarly.
When was the ziggurat? Let's just talk about the ziggurat of Ur. When was that sort of, because we just saw them uncovering it in like the 20s, right?
Yeah.
The 1920s. So we can assume that's when they sort of like, we're like, oh, there's something here. If, and yeah, okay, they're reverse engineering it. And I guess it's taking over 100 years to do that, because as far as I know, we're not like fighting some kind of weird interstellar war. Like, do you think, well, let me ask you that. Do you think they've solved it and are currently using the Stargate, or do you think they've yet to figure it out?
I really think that humans have been reverse engineering some shit. And that's why there's so many UFOs, UAPs everywhere, is because we're learning to fly and it's all under wraps. So half the shit that I see could be stuff that I can't explain. That's not a craft flying around. And then I think a small percentage of that could be crafts that humans are flying.
But aren't you kind of mixing, like, this has nothing to do with ships? You know, this is like a portal.
If there was a portal, there would be some other technology with it around it.
Right. Do you think that you could go to, like, I'm trying to think of an analog for this. Like, if you went 4,000 years into the future and you went to an airport and you saw like the people movers and you figured out how to reverse engineer basically a treadmill, that doesn't tell you how to fly a plane, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just like, some, when you lump it all in like that and go like, well, that's why we're seeing UAPs and stuff. I don't know. This feels more mystical to me than like figuring out like physics and gravitational
pull.
Here's
the thing.
And
you find a Stargate. Let's say you get it working. There's got to be someone on the other side of that still.
Yeah. And you go through and then they kill you or you get lost there. Right. I mean, like, I don't remember the movie. Wasn't there a thing where once they went through it, they couldn't get back, or did it turn off or something? I'm just imagining a world where, like, yeah, let's say they make a Stargate work. Like, who's fucking going through that? You throw a tennis ball like Exorcist or whatever? Poltergeist?
Poltergeist. Yeah, they sent them some stuff through and then somebody lied about it so that the military would want, or so
wait,
go.
This is an actual thing that you've read?
No. This is the
movie. You're just, okay, you're going on. Yeah.
They get an image of the other side and say, oh, the Stargate looks like ours. I'm like, oh, I can crack that code.
They throw like a camera through.
A camera, yeah. And the whole idea is you can only go through if you can come back. And he lied saying he could figure it out. So they get through, they don't know the codes, they can't figure it out, so they can't get back for a while. And then when they're there, these aliens show up, and that's how they've been running the slave race, is they take the humans from Earth, send them to that side, and they're slaves over there.
So they've got all this technology. They can bend time and space, but they still need human slaves.
I know. They still need ants. Move this pile. I'll be back.
I'm not buying it. They got tools that can build pyramids, but these human
slaves.
I'm
like, building the portal would take more than whatever the fuck they're digging.
Right.
In the realm of Stargates, wormholes, portals, whatever being real, I'm going like, it's either got to be trades or information. What else is there to have a Stargate for?
Man, I mean, so you're saying back 4,000-5,000 years ago, before all of this, like what they actually used it for?
Yeah.
And why Earth?
Right? I've always liked the story of, you know what? You're either conversing with the minds that are here, or you're taking some resources. So there's all these old stories of gold, you know, like collecting gold.
Yeah. But how would that work, like with oxygen and shit? Does this mean the aliens breathe oxygen, or they come through in suits? Are they not carbon life forms? Like, just tell me everything about aliens real quick.
A lot of like personal accounts are, there are many aliens that look, that are humanoid and even look human. And it's like just something that ends up happening.
So they do breathe oxygen then.
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't it have just been like a touristy thing? Because if you've got this technology and you're building Stargates and you're going all around, that feels like you've kind of conquered everything, right? I mean, like, how could you go to a new planet? Oh, well, that's another question. Like, how do you, all right. How about this? How do you build a Stargate where you're going? How do you get to the place where you're going?
The new science that's trying to say that Stargates could be real is saying that when you find a wormhole, it already has a destination. So you just have to.
Do you guys remember what was her name? Jodie Foster. She sees Contact. Her dad. The alien is a dad. Yeah. Contact.
That was written by Carl Sagan.
Do you think it's like that where they've sent these plans ahead and then the humans build it and then they come and enslave us or whatever?
I mean, even in that movie, my question is always like, why are you trying to communicate with us? Like, what are you doing? They communicate with her by representing her dad because that makes her comfortable, but it's just like
they're benevolent in that.
When I think of what humans have to offer, it's just the arts. You know, take away the arts and everything that we have, anybody could figure out.
We're really stipulative about grammar. If you use English wrong, we really get on you.
We really want your internet, you call it. What another world to communicate through?
Oh my God. They hadn't figured out. Yeah, they probably outlawed internet because they're like, this isn't good. This sucks.
You guys can't just say everything you want all the time to everyone.
I keep going back to Saddam Hussein. We used to call him so damn insane. But I can't imagine that guy, if they don't get it working, I don't know. I'm looking at a
dictator getting technology that would. It's like no matter who it is, even if it was America, like whoever gets that.
But it wouldn't change. I don't think it would change unless you developed it into some other thing. Like going to some planet is not going to help. Yeah, you could alter it and figure out how to like make a weapon out of it, I guess, somehow. Send people just like a gun who shoots Stargates and then it just sends your enemy to like some fucking random.
What if it was just, secret vacations for the ultra rich?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's where they fuck kids. So and shit.
For $3 million, you can go to the other side of the galaxy.
Right. And right.
Can't talk about
right.
it.
Isn't that what Elon's doing right now?
Yeah. Well, what is he doing? What are you reading?
Well, it's just more of like letting people take a ride into outer space for like 2 minutes.
No. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. We're the shitty version of that. We're like like when they invented planes, I'm sure there was like an industry that was like, go in a plane for the first time ever. It only costs like, $2,000 or whatever.
2 month salary. That sounds like a good price.
Right.
But if you're talking practically and not joking, yeah, it's got to be resource acquisition, I guess. Just like come around and, or can it just be colonialism? Just like, hey, let's fucking, I mean, you could say that this is like the whole fucking storyline of Prometheus or whatever, that these guys
just experiments, you know what I mean? Like if you were a scientist and you could create civilizations, why would you not make a ton?
Mm-hmm. But here's the problem with that. As advanced as we're thinking that these aliens are, right? I don't know if, am I thinking of them too advanced, or for them to have the ability to fucking travel through space, it seems like they would have also invented like computer simulations.
For sure.
So what would be the point of like going and creating civilizations when you could just program all of those like variables in and see what happens? Or are we living in a, I mean, I'm a big simulation theory guy, but like, is this just a simulation that that was started by these guys, you know? And we are, am I spiraling? We're the simulation. I don't know how that would work with the Stargates, though. What is that? Maybe the Stargate is just an exit out of the simulation. Like, but are we sentient? Like, would you even have a, sorry.
Picture the zoo version, too, where it's like, hey, come visit the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're just an abandoned zoo. So it's like, you know what? The door doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now we're just here, the monkeys and lions living together, eating each other and shit. Fucking like no, there's no zookeeper anymore. We're just left on our own. Who knows? It's interesting. Do you believe this, Willie?
I don't say that I believe it, but I don't write it off so easily. meaning let's say they didn't find a Stargate and they just found something that can shape rock.
Sure.
I keep bringing that up. I'm going like,
but why?
They would treat it the same way because it's like, it's just something that you would just run tests on it, try to figure it out. And so like, it sucks because the people that have the most money are just military. So they're figuring out how to make a weapon. They're not figuring out how to like fix anything or build anything.
Yeah.
So here's a little side tangent I'll go on real quick. For years, if you saw a UAP, UFO, if you were a pilot, you would report it to one company. It wasn't a government entity. It was a private company, Bigelow Airspace.
Catherine Bigelow Airspace?
Yeah, that's why she's such a good actor. She knows everything.
No, she's a director. She did Look Who's Talking.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She did it, yeah. But Bigelow Airspace, they're huge. They're the one. They're also the ones that bought
Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah, I know. But that's all like fucking...
Like take a private company... And they're gathering all this information of
but
shit.
For what? For what? Like let's say you did find the ice cream cone that can move. Elias, so like there's this guy in Florida. He built
Coral Castle. This dude claims to have figured out how they built the pyramids, and he's got big giant blocks that he built his castle himself. And supposedly nobody knew how he unloaded these big stone slabs. He'd make everybody.
But like you would make money off of that. You wouldn't hide it. You would be like, okay, like start a company. Let's start a construction company. Not him. I mean, let's say that they found that ice cream. It looked like an ice cream cone, Elias. It looked like he was just like pointing it and shit. And like the theory is that it's like vibrations, just like sounds, you know, which fits into Willie's score thing. But like, if they found that, the first thing they would do, I think, is like, okay, let's start a company where we can build a fucking building in like 2 weeks and we'll just take over all construction. We'll have unlimited money. I know that that's not like a problem for them because they already have that, but you would start there. You would keep reverse engineering it, trying to figure out how you could weaponize it or whatever.
Oh, yeah. But this dude who built the castle was trying to make money. And he couldn't get anybody to make money. I
was just using him as like a touchstone. If a government found it, they would first make money off of it, right? I mean, like, wouldn't you? If you had this working thing and you figured out how to replicate it or something, the fucking construction business, maybe the biggest in America, right? Just like with all the fucking...
I think that they have unlimited secret project money and they would just build structures for themselves like underground or whatever, just like,
yeah, I guess. I feel like you would still want to kind of like get a patent, throw it out there.
That's the weird thing about patents, right? If there are patents out there that do have technology that can help society, there are many of them that they make private because it could lead to other countries building things that could kill us. So like, oh, you know what? This patent's got to be top secret. And so...
No, I know. I'm just working through, like, if this actually happened, I don't know. I mean, it's too perfect for you because it's like, yeah, of course they're going to keep it secret. And then they're going to make a bunch of UFOs that we can't explain either.
There's no proof. There's no...
Yeah, just talk it's about nothing. It. Yeah. So like, yeah, you can just like theorize on that forever. And I don't know. This is why I'm just like not into it. Like Saddam Hussein, what's he going to do with it? You know? And how did they know? And why are they taking it? Yeah, the whole thing I'm just kind of not into. I wish it were true. I wish we could travel through wormholes and shit. As a simulation guy, I'm like, that breaks everything. Because then we can just go to different planets and like not have like this weird government over us. That's
right. It's a new part of the game that unlocks your home. Oh, I don't even need to be here.
Yeah. So I just watched this documentary on this guy who tried to live, or it wasn't a documentary, I'm sorry, it was a Ron Howard movie, actually. This doctor lived on the Galapagos Island. I didn't know about this. He like lived on it, and other people were like, what, you can do that? I want to leave society too. So they went, and then there was like murders and shit. And I don't know how much of it is true, but It sounds true. I mean, they did that epilogue where it said like where these people are now or whatever. It would be that only in an interstellar level where you could go fucking anywhere, providing it had like oxygen and water.
Let's say Stargates are real. Military figured it out. They're trying to fit and they're going places. What are they going to do when they get somewhere?
Fucking colonize it, man. I mean, that's what they want, right?
It's just intel and spread, right? The same way that we have put military everywhere. It's like, okay, well, let's put a base here. Let's put a base here.
Yeah. No, we suck. It would be shitty. We would ruin all these planets. It'd be like Avatar. You know, they find Pandora or whatever, and they're like, look at these cool flowers, man. We're taking all this shit. These blue people.
And so there's whistleblowers out there saying that they've worked for like the secret space program, and they were, you know, stationed on Mars, and then they came back, they wiped their memory, but then their memory's coming back, and I'm going like, sounds incredible. I know it's a different story. Mm-hmm. It sounds incredible, but there's also like more than a few people saying that. And I'm like, you know, I could see them more brainwashing someone these false memories to see how the public reacts to that being a reality more so than it actually being real. So it's like a study on leaked information.
Yeah. But then it's just like the only people who talk about it are on a conspiracy podcast, you know?
Yeah. It never makes the mainstream.
No, because it's not credible. Like you gotta have like multiple sources,
multiple blowers. I do have a
wait, multiple blowers. What's that?
Multiple whistleblowers.
Oh, whistleblowers. my last question is: if we're going by those rules, they figured it out. They're going out there. They're exploring and shit. Well, actually, that kind of makes sense because air travel hasn't really progressed that much since I don't know the 60s. Aren't we flying around in the same kind of like planes they had in the 60s?
I'm going like, you know what they do? You know what they do to have planes not crash as much? Every airport has a Falcon that they fly around.
I know. Well, cool, but my scenario is, I guess I talked myself into a corner here because they've like stopped trying to do cool new shit with planes, right? That we know of.
Yeah.
Because maybe they're
not even trying to go faster, you know?
We're like, we know about planes. These are the limits of planes. We know how to like travel through wormholes. So like planes, whatever, like fuck all that.
Why is there not an electric plane? Do I have one yet? Gas is so expensive. The flight, the tickets would be cheap. You could charge a plane while one's flying. I don't know. I'm just like, fuck off.
Let's do this. Specifically, the Saddam Hussein Stargate. You believe that that's a real thing. And this one that I'm looking at, the ziggurat, is not that one, right?
Supposedly, the Stargate was in that structure.
Oh, and that's the one that's in Iraq?
Yeah.
Okay.
And supposedly, America came in and took that and rebuilt it in their secret spot. And they're trying to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
An energy door. I do believe.
So do you specifically believe that everything that we just said?
I tend to believe that if this were real, there would be more leaks, because as a military person, you'd feel betrayed that you're over there. To anybody who's seeing any of this aspect of it, we're trying to help the world. I'm out here on a mission, and like, you're keeping secrets that would make the world better. I feel like there'd be more leaks.
No, I agree with that as well. My thing is like with the whole Saddam as well, is like, where's the video of them dumping them in the ocean? Like, honestly, like, where's that at?
Yeah.
Because is he really dead, or are they just hiding him?
I think
as
he's
well?
A player. I think he's a player.
Oh, and, absolutely.
He was always his.
You know who they hire to be in the army and shit? Like anyone who signs up. Elias, were you a military guy?
You know who moves up, though?
I was not.
Yeah. No, I know who moves up. Like game, but they're also still stupid. Like they're playing the game, but they're still stupid. I imagine that they're on the helicopter with Saddam Hussein's body. And someone like kicked over a drink or something. And then they were like, we got to clean this drink up. And then in doing so, they like accidentally pushed his body out of In my mind, every military helicopter has just open doors all the time. Yeah. And they're like, oh, we got to clean this Sprite up. Fucking Riggins spilled his Sprite. Then they're trying to clean it up. And then he just like gets pushed out and they're like, fuck, well, now what? they did try. They put a fake mustache on one of the guys and they tried to make him, you know, but no one bought it.
Yeah.
I thought Osama was stupid.
Military helicopter. Oh, it was Osama.
Osama?
Yeah, what did we do? What did we do with did we just find him in a cave and eliminate him?
I thought Saddam just went to prison.
No, you're right. I did get mixed up then. You're right.
Oh, did he die in prison?
I thought he did.
No, yeah, that sounds familiar. It sounds familiar. Well, but whatever. Let's wrap it up. So we're big Stargate fans here.
I definitely think that if they did find a Stargate, there's no way we would ever hear about it for like 200 years.
No, for sure. But you could say, I mean, that's kind of a cop out because you're like, you know, like obviously.
I would say that I believe that they are hiding technology from us that they're finding. And
right. Oh, and you think it's alien. You think it's like legit alien and they're reverse engineering it.
That or they found some proof of some information because Sumeria is right there. And so there was this big, when Saddam was taken over or whatever, they were specifically destroying religious sites all over and blaming these refugees, you know, they were blaming the opposition of him. I think that they were hiding information that was, you know, like you see a big, I know it's not hieroglyphs, but you see some hieroglyphs of shit that proves something exists and they just get rid of it and then blame the people that were in opposition to Saddam being like, oh yeah, they broke all the religious sites because they hated him so much. Instead, they're killing the information of technology.
Yeah, it's a very cynical viewpoint you have on humanity.
It's all run by military and corporations, and I've never seen any of them do anything good.
Well, yeah.
I know, dude. Like that Breckenridge Bronco bottles they got.
Ooh, let me tell you, Breckenridge Distillery just opened up probably approximately 5-6 years ago, and they're actually in Breckenridge, Colorado. That's where they do all the distillery at. But let me tell you, that whiskey is so good. Like, it's one of the best whiskeys I've ever had.
All right, we'll reach out to them, see if they send us a bottle.
Heck yeah.
All right, so Elias, aka Bronco Libre, what was the it was called
Broncos Talk.
La Vida Broncos was the other one.
Not La Vida Loca. Viva los Broncos.
Viva los Broncos. And you can find that where?
Orange and Blue Network, they're on YouTube.
What's your deal with them? Do you get like a percentage of hits or how does that work?
We're still a smaller channel right now, so we're working on getting that, and then once we get to the numbers where we're looking for, everyone that's on the network right now will then get a percentage
equal. Great, man.
Okay, so
if you're a Broncos fan like us, go find the Orange and Blue Network.
Go to it anyway, even if you're not, just fucking subscribe to it.
Like
it doesn't,
and subscribe it, yeah.
Like and subscribe. It doesn't matter. Like, what are you gonna fuck up your algorithm? Like, whatever you watch is what you watch. Just throw them a subscribe. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dude, thank you for being here and donating your time. We're gonna continue the conversation on our bonus episode. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to that. Any kind of shout outs or anything that you want
to
do?
Just shout out to you guys. Thank you guys so much for inviting me to come on the episode. I love it. It was awesome. And then now with the upcoming season just coming along as well, what I'm going to be doing is doing some, when the Broncos are away from Mile High, we're doing watch parties. So
nice.
If you just want to follow my social medias, because I have different spots already that have already offered to host our watch parties. So I'm going to have different bars, restaurants, locations of, around Denver metro area. So definitely follow my social medias. Bronco Libre.
What are those? Are they Bronco Libre everywhere? Yeah.
Yep. Bronco Libre everywhere. On X, it's going to be Bronco Libre 5280. Follow me. You're going to be able to find me right away. If you just type in Bronco Libre, just look for this current mask or one of my other masks that I just showed you guys. I'm really active on them, so it's going to pop up right away. But yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of that stuff. Especially now, which I have the Broncos actually reached out to me for this upcoming game, which is the September 7th game, which is the week one versus the Tennessee Titans. They want to sponsor. It's the Broncos in Espanol part. We actually have the fan groups from Mexico coming up for that in particular game. So we're going to have a huge tailgate, and the Broncos in Espanol are going to be sponsoring that for us. So
fucking cool,
if you are here,
dude,
in the Denver area, if you are traveling to the game, please come and check us out. Like I mentioned, it'll be on my social medias, but we're going to be in Lot C, which is just south of the stadium, and it's going to be C10. So where that's located at is just right up against the hill next to the stairs that's separating the lots from the one that's above of the hill to the one in Lot C itself.
Before we go, predictions for that first game score, us versus Titans, and we're at home?
We're at home, yeah. So for me, I feel we're going to be 38 to maybe 10, and that 10 points is going to become in garbage time when it comes at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying 48-24. Kind
of fluke thing.
48-24.
Yeah. Who's scoring the 24 on Tennessee?
I can't even think of who's on their team
They still got Levi's, right? Levis?
Well, no. He just actually is going to be – he's going to be out for the season with a shoulder injury. But they just had the number one pick in the draft this of last year, who is Cam Ward.
They got Ward. Yeah. That's right. I got it wrong because I was like, they like this Levi's guy.
I don't see them getting more than 10, but I'm saying 24 because I'm like, okay, I can see him getting a field goal and they're going to be throwing
more than 20. No, they won't get more than 24. I'm more on Elias's like 10 sounds more right. We got the best defense in the league.
I think we're going to get 48.
They suck.
They're not awful. That good of a – yeah, they're awful. And then our defense is just so good right now. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's already calling these guys the no-fly zone 2.0. You never have a no-fly zone 2.0. So what we've been talking about on our network itself is we're going to call them this defense cell block D because they're getting locked down.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I just think that – first game coming out, it's more like a practice. We could lock them down too, but we're gonna make some mistakes and
oh, absolutely.
I'm like,
your score is insane. If you think that's your score, take the over.
Oh yeah, in my world, we could also shut them out. I mean, like, why? How could they score?
Well, they don't have anyone. They just have Cam Ward.
Is Cam Ward gonna start? Do they have?
Yes, he will start.
Okay. Well, so but that's difficult because you get this guy, you get these rookie quarterbacks who come in, you got no tape on them and they fucking do really good. I feel like that's a big part of the sophomore.
And he's a runner too. So yeah, you could over pursue and over cover and then he could slip through.
But yeah, I mean, here's what I'm going to do. I know we got like four running backs. Who are the top two guys now?
So the top two is going to be RJ Harvey, who we just picked up in the second round in the draft, and then J.K. Dobbins.
I mean, J.K. Dobbins to me, he's one of my favorite running backs, and I can't believe we got him. I was so depressed he went to Chargers. He had 900 yards last year. Like,
J.K. Dobbins is not that good. Don't get excited about J.K.
No, he is actually good. So you have to think about it this way. When he's healthy,
get ready to be underwhelmed.
But
Is he a big guy or
he's a pretty big guy. Harvey is actually a smaller guy.
Harvey's the lightning.
Okay, yeah. So here's my prediction then, knowing that now. I think it's going to be 10. I'm going to do 13-3 and our one touchdown is going to be a RJ Harvey screen gadget play.
Word.
Okay.
So
I think our defense is going to score one.
Oh, that's true.
I feel like the only reason why I feel like we are going to be so much better is just because, yes, I was just at camp on Friday and Saturday. Being able to watch these guys, we have one of the best offensive lines in the league right now as well.
And Nix to Mims. Oh, my gosh.
Bo Nix to Mims. Bo Nix to Troy Franklin, who is his college teammate.
He wants to get him some touchdowns.
And with Courtland Sutton now being, because Courtland Sutton is our number one, and just seeing them out there, the way that they are playing together, the brotherhood that this team has is unbelievable. Like you, like if you're not there and you don't see it, like you're not going to understand it. A lot of the national narrative right now as well is not giving the Broncos the true credit that they have, but
yeah.
Because of what they've been able to do up to this point, and what with especially with the dead cap salary money that we had with Russell Wilson, and being able to now give Bo Nix some weapons,
and Evan Ingram, oh my god,
that's what I was just gonna say. Evan Ingram is the quote unquote joker that they have said he's actually gonna give him outlets because he's that tight end where he did not have those type of outlets that just gave him that one dimensional deep pass last year, and that's what hurt us when we played Buffalo in the playoffs.
I'm totally an Evan Ingram skeptic. I don't think that he's gonna have much of an impact.
It's funny because every year I talk about how good the Broncos do. It's been a decade of that. So like I sound like
the thing is, it's like you guys are too
biased. You're too, I know.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's why I don't bet
on the Broncos, because I'm like
I can't either, because I bet with my heart too much on that, and I can't do it.
Makes it so fun though. It's so fun. Elias, thank you so much. Remember that it's Bronco Libre and 5028, because that's the Mile High City. So 5,200 that way.
Right? What did I say?
Thanks again, man, and thank you for listening. And remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. See you next time.
Bye.
Stargate.